All right, guys, fire away.
What's it like to get back here? Is it feel more comfortable here and settling now?
Yeah, it's nice to get back home and got a chance to sleep in my own bed a couple nights, so that was good. But it's good. I thought we had a good day of work today. You know, it's good for us to get back in this environment, get our guys used to, you know, the locker room here, the practice facility here, the weight room, all that kind of good stuff.
Has it changed the atmosphere a little? I mean, not make it more serious, but just like, all right, this is another stage now kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, every time you change the surroundings, you know, people realize there's a little something different. So, you know, I think getting back here, it's kind of, all right, it's time, you know, we're getting close. And so I think everybody feels the sense that we're getting close to the opening day of the season.
Matt was out here today. Did he take part in everything full goal?
Yeah. That's the plan, is for him to play this week, yeah.
How about Seymour? Is he playing this week, or is he...
Don't know. Again, I'm not going to make any decision on him until game day. He felt a little bit better today, so we'll see where he's at come game day.
Is that more serious than you thought it was originally?
No. It's the same issues that he's been dealing with for a while now. It's nothing more than some tendonitis, and it's something that you're going to have to manage. And you know, when you get into regular season games, you play through some of that stuff.
Closer to any type of decision on Aaron Curry than this, as far as
I mean, I think the 31st is the day that we actually have to make a decision on what we're going to do there, and I'm going to wait until the very last minute to make the decision on what we need to do with him. He was better today. He's out of the boot, so that's progress. Is he closer? Yes. How close? I'm not sure.
Based on what you think you can and can't do with Richard Seymour, might you now have to carry 5 defensive tackles on the roster, the 53-man?
You know, I don't think this is a situation where we got to carry somebody extra, you know, because of his situation. It's just something that you know, we'll have to manage as we go throughout the season. And you know, I've been through that process before with Darren Sharper in New Orleans. You know, a guy that was a little bit long in the tooth, and so we had to take care of him. We had to manage him, and it's not unlike any other situation I've dealt with.
How about Liz Newski? Is there that a possibility you might have to keep an extra lineman who can play some center?
I don't think that'll affect our total number. Because I don't anticipate this being something that would keep him out for any extended period of time. You know, and we'll see. We'll know here within, you know, 7 days, 10 days, you know, what his outlook is for the opening day of the season.
Obviously, has some experience in the center. Tackle would go if something were to happen.
Well, Parsons is the guy.
Well,
he's the guy right now. And then we would look at Brizell potentially as a guy that could move in there.
Close. Is there a group of guys, and if so, how big, who can make the difference in what they do in this game this Thursday night in terms of making a roster?
What that exact number is, I don't know. But there's still a lot of decisions to be made. There's still a lot of decisions to be made as far as who's on the 53-man roster. And these guys are all playing not only to make our roster, but they're playing to make 31 other teams too. So it's a big game for a lot of people. Well, like I said before, I mean, the biggest improvement that he's made is he was able to get us in and out of the huddle with good tempo, got us to the line, got us in the right play, and we had some rhythm to our offense in the second half, which is different from what we had in the first two games. So his ability to do that, and that allowed him to use his athleticism and get out and make a few plays, and I think all those things feed off of each other.
Made decisions in the offseason to release Stanford Rout, not bring back Lito Shepherd, and then you signed two cornerbacks that were pretty much almost out of football last year, one because of injury, another one, the 49ers just kind of didn't play him. It looked like kind of a gamble at the time, but the way that they were playing, are you about what you had hoped for? I mean, the night against Detroit, you pointed out they did really good against Calvin.
Yeah, they played well the other night, and they're veteran players. So, you know, even though they might have missed a little bit of time or they might be getting a little bit older, you gain something as far as their veteran leadership. You gain something as far as their just understanding of the game. And, you know, one of the things that we wanted to make sure that we did was bring the right type of people in the building, and those were two guys that we felt like were the type of people that we want to be, that we want to be Raiders. And so, you know, it remains to be seen, you know, how that move plays out. Everybody will be evaluated at the end of the year, and we'll know whether that was a good move or not when we finish up the season.
The fact that they were out last year, do you sense a little bit more of them? I don't know, the fact that, one, they're fresh, they might be fresher than they would normally be, and two, that they're, I don't know, they appreciate playing so much.
Well, there's,
they had it taken away from them, so to speak.
There's a hunger there.
Yeah.
There's a hunger there to go out and reprove themselves that they belong in this league. It takes a little while to kind of get the rust knocked off. I've been pleased with the way both those guys have played, not just the way they've played, but the way they've handled themselves in the locker room, the way they handled themselves in the meeting room. Gives us a chance to have some veteran guys that can teach some of the younger guys really what it means to be a pro.
We talked about a fourth defensive tackle position being open in the competition there. Is it possible there's a fifth spot?
No, that's a possibility. We're gonna listen. I'm not into the numbers game as far as we're gonna keep this many at this position and this many at this position. We're gonna keep the best 53 that gives us the best chance to win games on Sundays. And those numbers, you know, they can change. But we're gonna keep the guys that we feel like give us the best chance to win it.
With Houston and Tolleson both having the ability to slide inside now, I mean, does it? Just looking for just a number of linemen, not necessarily how many tackles, how many ends.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, yeah. I'm looking for the guys that, I mean, if we got a good football player, I'm going to find a way to make sure he's on this football team. That's the way you develop a team is you keep good football players. So we'll continue, and that won't stop throughout the season. We're going to continue. Everybody's going to be evaluated throughout the season, and we'll make whatever moves we need to make. To give ourselves a chance to win.
Having said that, how impressed have you been with Rod Streeter? It seems that he's been making the most of his opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this before about Rod. I mean, he's done a nice job as a rookie coming in. He's an undrafted free agent player that we felt real good about. He's one of the top guys that we wanted to get when it went, you know, came to free agency. So he's done a good job for us, and he's got to continue to develop and get better. I'm not ready to put him in the Hall of Fame. Still got a long way to go, right now, he's made some good progress.
After that first round of cuts, Dennis, was it noticeable that it was more manageable to run a practice with 12 fewer guys, I guess, minus the injured guys? But could you notice it?
It's not as big of notice as when you walk out and the first day it's 53 men out there. There's a huge difference there as far as the amount of guys that are on the field. So, I don't think it was a big difference as far as that's concerned.
Van Dyke was out here after practice doing some odds on each. Any chance he'll get a look this week?
Potentially. See how he looks during practice this week. But, you know, I mean, that's – I mean, obviously we're looking to see who's going to fulfill that role for us. So, we'll explore whatever's out there.
Is it possible that one of your return specialists for week one may not even be on this team right now?
Oh, that's a possibility. Yeah, that's a possibility. Again, I mean – we're going to go through everybody's cuts, from today. We'll go through when everybody makes their 53-man cuts, and we're going to see who's out there. And if there's somebody that, you know, we feel like gives us a chance to win, we're going to go try to get them.
Lamar said he dropped a couple pounds, I guess, in the offseason. Does he look quicker than when he studied him on film or when he saw him last year?
Yeah, he's actually quicker than he was in OTAs and in minicamp.
Yeah.
He's lost some weight. He's in good shape. He played outstanding the other night. And if he continues to develop the way that he has and work the way he has, I would expect, good things out of him.
He said the team asked him to lose 10 and he lost 20. Is that what you remember?
Yeah, I think that's about right. And there, it's a fine line there for him, making sure that he's light enough, that he's got some quickness and agility, but yet he's heavy enough when he has to go inside in the nickel down. So I think he's done a nice job of getting himself in shape and in condition, and I think it showed the other night in the game.